This is Dr. Minhas. I'm going to dictate the neurology consultation on a patient named Carol Cislow, CAROLCISLO, date of birth 10/18/1952, date of appointment October 4, 2022, requesting physician Mahmood Khan, MAHMOODKHAN. Dear Dr. Khan, I have the pleasure of seeing Carol Cislow today in my office. I appreciate you involving me in her care. As you know, she's a 69-year-old right-handed Caucasian woman. Who was admitted to the hospital on 9/11/2022 because of the left upper extremity weakness and confusion of 2 days duration. Her MRI of the brain done, which showed large right MC acute, subacute infarction in the right frontal lobe, numerous small acute, subacute stroke in the watershed distribution. Echocardiogram was normal, but carotid ultrasound shows right internal carotid artery occlusion. Today she is here for follow-up. Her left side is still weak. She's taking aspirin 325 milligram PO daily and Lipitor 40 milligram PO daily. She's sometime become confused with dates and time. Past medical history, autoimmune hepatitis, hypertension, hyperlipidemia, diabetes mellitus, GERD, chronic kidney disease, gout. Past surgical history, cholecystectomy, allergy, NSAID, CellCept, mercaptopurine, mycophenolate, meloxicam, medication, prograf, calcitriol, Lasix, magnesium oxide, amlodipine, Tradjenta, aspirin 325 milligram daily, Lipitor 40 milligram daily, allopurinol, omeprazole, Benadryl, social history, a smoke quarter a pack per day, does not drink alcohol. She's a retired RN. She's married, lives with the husband, have 5 children. Family history, mother deceased, had AV malformation of the bladder, father deceased, had MI, 1 sister, 3 brother, alive and healthy. Review of the system, I personally review the general skin, metabolic, endocrine, eyes, ear, nose, throat, pulmonary, cardiovascular, gastrointestinal, neurologic, psychiatric, and musculoskeletal system. I found out that she is having left-sided weakness, confusion, and poor control of the bladder. Physical examination, blood pressure 110 over 80, heart rate 72, respiratory rate 16, lungs clear to auscultation, heart S1, S2 regular in rate and rhythm, abdomen sound, bowel sound present, neck supple, there is no carotid pruritus, there is no jaundice, cyanosis, and edema. Neurological examination, patient is alert, awake, oriented, time 3, speech, no aphasia, no dysarthria. Pupils are equally reacting to light and accommodation. Extraocular movement intact. There is no facial asymmetry. Tongue is in the midline. Shoulder shrug normal, hearing is good on both sides. Finger to nose, no dysmetria. No pronator drift. No rigidity, action tremor present. Motor system examination is strength. Right side it 5/5, left upper extremity 4.5/5, left lower extremity -5/5, deep tender reflexes, right side it 2/4, left side it 3/4, plantar responses are flexor. Sensory system examination reveal presence of pinprick and vibratory sensation in both hands and feet. Gait ataxic. Assessment and plan. 69-year-old right-handed Caucasian woman whose history examination and MRI is suggestive of following neurological problem. Number one, large right MCA stroke. Number two, small acute. Number two, small strokes in the watershed distribution. Number three, right internal carotid artery occlusion. Number four, action tremor. Number five, left hemiparesis. Number six, gait ataxia. Next paragraph. Patient is neurologically stable and improving. At this time, I would like to continue the aspirin 325 mg PO daily and Lipitor 40 mg PO daily. I advised her to keep on doing exercises. Thank you again for asking me to see this patient. I would like to see her back in my office in 3 months.